Hey, you human. It's your host, Katie B, and welcome to this podcast where you can tune in to real conversations with real people about that one thing that unites us all, the human experience. Because it is through sharing our humanness, through seeing and being seen, that we will all walk each other home. All you came here to do is to be. And that's more than enough. Welcome home, you beautiful human. Okay, here we go. Hey, it's your host, Katie B, and thanks so much for tuning into this episode of the Hey You Human podcast. It is lovely to have you here, and I apologize if my voice sounds a little more raspy than usual. This is the first time I'm speaking today, so you're getting my early morning voice, but here we are. Today, I really want this episode to serve as a gentle reminder and a bit of a moment of relief, especially for those of you who consider yourself a sensitive soul. And the reason being is because, I don't know about you, but the last few weeks have been very intense, you know, and whether or not you follow the cosmos or astrology or what's going on out there, it's been a lot. And I was leaving my driveway last night and my neighbor was walking by and I just stood up out of my car to say hi. And she said, "How are you doing?" And I said, "Not good." And she agreed. And this is a common conversation I've had for the last week with almost everybody I've run into. So I want this episode to be or to feel a little bit like a big hug and permission to pause and take a breath for numerous reasons. As I mentioned, we've got a lot going on in the cosmos at the moment. And also, too, if you are a sensitive being, maybe you realize it already, maybe you don't, I certainly can feel the pulse of humanity, and I can feel the pulse of the world. I don't pay any attention to mainstream media or news outlets and things like that because I just have no trust in them really whatsoever. And that doesn't mean I don't stay informed in my own ways. However, despite that, despite not tuning in, and probably because of not tuning in, I can feel the actual pulse of the world, and I can feel big energies and different bodies of people doing different things, as strange as that sounds. I can feel energy building, and I can feel fear building in response to that energy. And I can also feel those of us who are here to hold light, to be pillars of light, to be grounding and soothing kind of energies. I can feel all of this happening. And so that, coupled with the cosmos, coupled with really, if you're living in the Western Hemisphere, we're moving into fall. And moving into fall is a very beautiful thing. And there is this beautiful feeling of, maybe we will be able to finally take a breath and we will be able to just stop always moving and going. And there's relief in that. And there also can be fear in that, the fear of what is there to meet me when I finally pause. However, I think we try and move ourselves into that too quickly sometimes. We think, oh, the season's changing. Now I'm in fall mode, or now I need to, you know, we become very active in something that is not meant to be, it doesn't necessarily require action. It requires being. It requires us to take a moment to connect, to let ourselves be carried through the transition of the season. And a lot of times instead, what we do is we maintain this connection to our minds and to our body's response to fear or to panic around what we should be doing because we're living too much in our minds, if that makes any sense. So what I'm getting at here is it's important to remember to pause and give ourselves time to listen, to give ourselves time to connect to our body, to our soul's truth, to our higher self, whatever you want to call it, to connect to that part of us that is grounded and pure and true and always knows what's going on and always knows what we need and where we're headed. And I think right now it can be particularly difficult to connect to that because, like I said, if you're a sensitive soul or even if you're not, if you can feel into the pulse of our society, if you can feel into the pulse of humanity, that alone is a lot. The pace that our world moves at these days alone is a lot. Then pile on the astrological stuff and pile on that it's a season change and pile on that humanity is going through what I believe is one of the most intense transitions. We are remembering where home is. We are waking up to the ways that the systems we are in are not supportive for us. We are waking up to truth. We are waking up to natural law. We are waking up to nature, to home, to the home within us and to the home that we truly have here on this earth. And it's a lot. It's a lot. And because all of this is happening at once, and I believe also because the souls that are here to support with this transition are so sensitive, we have to be sensitive in order to hold that support, in order to be the canaries in the coal mine. We need to be deeply, deeply attuned. We need to be sensitive. We need to be able to feel what's coming long, long, long before it comes. And so this means that it can be a lot to be here right now. And sometimes what we need is to be reminded to pause. We need to be reminded to take a breath. We need to remember that although our panic and our activation and our anxiety might tell us that we need to go faster, we need to make more decisions, we need to make more plans, that although all of that might be true, to step into that kind of action from such an untethered, ungrounded, fearful, panicked place will only result in more of the same energy, which we then have to deal with again. So to remember to go move your body in nature and to just listen, or to just lay on your bed with your hands on your belly or your hands on your heart or whatever feels good, and to just stop, to just breathe. And although this can be very difficult, personally, I find that after just a short time of actually letting myself stop, this feeling of relief washes over me as I enter the sweet space of nothingness and this sweet space of relief, of feeling the feeling that we are here to feel, which is to just be here and to be in connection with all of it, to feel our truth, to feel our soul, to feel the world around us, and to, in essence, locate ourselves amongst all of it. So many of us are searching for home, and I think we've been searching for lifetimes. And it's natural in this human experience to go outward and look for that. And to ask ourselves the question, why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing here? And to seek that answer in careers, in relationships, in places, in experiences. And although all of those things can be vessels for expression of the home that we seek, they aren't home. And we will never find home there. And we can feel home by just taking a moment to stop being anywhere else other than here. To stop being anywhere else other than in the truth of the moment that exists for us right now. And sometimes I get really overwhelmed and I feel like I can't go on a walk. Or I get really anxious and I feel like my whole world is spinning and the only thing that actually feels okay is just laying down on my back, on the floor, on my bed, or the best is out on the grass, out on the earth. And it's amazing the remedy that is. It's amazing how simple and how quickly we can find home when we stop trying to search for it so intensely. And so as we move from summer into fall, and we even have expectations on ourselves of what that's supposed to look like and how it's supposed to happen and when, and we are piling on more and more to let ourselves just pause to listen for a minute, to give ourselves room to listen, to give ourselves a chance to feel home and connect to our home before we do anything else. It's okay to stop. You don't have to always know where you're going. You don't always have to have some plan. You know, you don't always have to be doing to be okay in this life. Sometimes the most potent and powerful thing we can do is to pause and listen with gentle curiosity as to what is true for us now, because it changes all the time. Who are we now? What intuitive insight is gently speaking to me, leading me in the direction that is most aligned for the essence of my being? And if there's nothing there, maybe that's exactly what is supposed to be there. Nothing. Maybe we're supposed to just live into the nothing. We're supposed to just not know for a while. And that's okay too. I am growing more and more frustrated with the way the world is set up. I am growing more and more frustrated as I look at people I love and see them break their backs and drain all of their energy just to keep up with this incessant cycle of consumerism. And it's amazing how the answer has been right under our noses this entire time, and how intensely we have to be distracted by these systems in order to keep us disconnected from that truth, the truth that has been right under our noses. And that truth is that we already know how to live. We already know what we need. And most of those things are very, very simple. Nature, connection, nourishment, community, creative expression. And there is a simpler way to live this life, a way where we are more in our power, a way where we connect with each other and we hold each other up so that each of us don't have to hold up an entire world on our own. We are held up by each other. And the more time we spend pausing to listen, the more we will see, that this is the truth and that we don't actually need all the things we have been taught that we need. Sometimes I walk around grocery stores or stores and I look at all the things on the shelf and I think, holy smokes, why is this here? Why is this here? We are so spun up and out of our bodies that there are people dedicating their lives to keeping stuff on the shelf that inevitably just harms us all. And it's not by their fault. It's not because people are evil. It's because people are afraid. And people are just trying to get by. People are just trying to hold their heads above water. I think that COVID did a lot of things and caused a lot of trouble. And I also heard from so many people that it was such a relief because they just needed to stop. And they needed to stop and have no excuse to keep going. They needed to be forced to stop because they didn't feel safe to stop otherwise. And I think that's really sad and a sign that things are oh so very broken. Because the way that we connect to our power, the way that we connect to truth, the way that we connect to home, to ourselves, to each other, is by actually pausing to listen. And when we don't have the space to do that, or we feel like we can't give ourselves the space to do that, then we are perpetually disconnected from everything that makes us feel alive. We are perpetually disconnected from our creative force energy, from the very energy that feeds us and feeds each other. I think right now, a lot of people are tired, and a lot of people are afraid. And I think also a lot of people feel really uninspired because it's almost like I hear this a lot where it's like we're swimming and swimming and swimming and just keeping our heads above water. And then we feel like if we stop swimming, we'll drown. And then sometimes people feel like they don't have any swim left in them. And it's hard to move forward from that place. And our instinct will be to fight or flight in that place, to swim faster, to swim harder. And my invitation is to stop swimming then, to pause, especially when you feel like you don't have the time or space to do so, to let yourself sink into the moment that is here for you now. To give yourself enough space and room to let the deep inner knowings, to let that truth gently filter out in its own time. And when you hear those truths and they come through, to not let your mind question them, to be boundaried with your mind around what it says about those truths that come through. And to not put pressure on yourself if you can't act on them right away. They're probably pretty big truths. They're probably asking you to step away from something that has been comfortable and known and into something that is going to require of you the courage and capacity to stretch beyond what you've known. And when you're already pushed to your edge, that's a big order. It's a tall order. I think there's no dancing around the truth right now that most of us have a very tall order in front of us, meaning most of us are ending ancestral cycles. Most of us are facing very, very big fears. Most of us are releasing a lot, meeting a lot, and we are being asked, not by the systems, but by our own soul, by our internal being, to step into who we have always been and to let go of what we have been told is normal and what we have been told is right, and to have the courage to trust our own internal sense of sovereignty, to find true harmony in disharmony that has been masquerading as harmonious. And that is a tall order. And because of that, it's okay to go slow. It's okay to take your time. Give yourself moments to pause and listen. Because when we do, what we will find is the most beautiful dream. A dream that we would never have otherwise heard if we were constantly searching for it. So I'm going to keep this episode short because I think my sense is the capacity of people at this time when this episode is released is low. So short and sweet, and really to remember to pause. Give yourself lots of room to listen for the next week as an experiment, to not try and do or fix whatever's going on in your life, but to just listen with gentle curiosity and without expectation of what will come through. Sometimes we just need to hear that everything is going to be okay. And so I'm here to tell you that everything's going to be okay. Everything is going to be okay. And can you take a breath and feel into the truth of that? Okay, thank you so much for tuning in. And if you've been tuning in lately, you would have heard the three-part series on the Descension Cycle. Today, as this episode is released, is the last day that you can join us. I hope that you do, if it resonated with you at all. And all the information for that can be found in the link in the description below and can be found on my website and Instagram and all the things. If you like this episode, it would mean the world to me and be extremely helpful if you would leave a written review and a rating over at Apple Podcasts. It very much helps me to grow this podcast and bring it into the hearts and ears of those who might need to hear it. Okay, until next time.